We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings on the road tonight as they take on the Morningside Mustangs as we start the GPAC conference season here tonight. The women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, off to a great start at 4-0 in the season, but tonight's maybe your first big test of the season.
Well, it'll be a great test for our defense. We've had a lot of success so far. We've played some very good teams, but this will be as good a shooting team as we face. I believe the number one three-point shooting team, not only in the conference, but in the country. So, you know, it's kind of the traditional Morningside team that they won't have a true post. They'll have four or five perimeter people out there, and they're going to make us do some things that we don't really like to do. But then on the other end of the floor, hopefully we can put them in a tough spot too.
You are off to a great start again this season, 4-0. You won your first four ball games pretty convincingly. You got to be happy with the way the girls are playing right now.
Well, especially coming off of last year, we were very concerned about our confidence, and we knew that we had a lot of work to do in the off season. So I think with the wins over Southwestern, who's 12th in the country, and Mount Mercy, that was 25th, and who just got through beating Northwestern the other day, those were confidence builders for her. But, you know, as you and I both know, there's non-conference and then there's the GPAC, and now it's time to see what we can do in this league.
You really got to take a step up when you get to the conference season, don't you?
Well, you know, I think in this year particularly, you've got Northwestern, Briarcliff, and Morningside, the traditional powers. You've got Concordia playing some great basketball right now, some great defense, and then you've got Doan, Mount Marty, kind of go down the list, Dort and the rest of them, that are all going to win a lot of home games. So it's going to be just another season in the GPAC, and every win will be valuable.
Playing a round robin, so to speak, in the conference this year, a little bit changed from past years. Does that change anything for us?
It doesn't. It sends you north a couple more times, where in the past we'd only play three of the five teams twice. Now we've got all five. And I think that's a better format, because sometimes scheduling could be your best friend when it comes to winning a conference championship. And so I think that's the right way to go and the right way to do it. But it does mean a little more travel for us.
The first four ball games of the season, Hastings shooting the ball extremely well. I think 47-48% from the field. Naturally, that's been the key for us so far.
Well, and that's been a lot of our inside game, to be honest with you. The first couple of ball games, we had some tough time shooting. But so far, we've always had two or three perimeter people who got hot, and it wasn't the same one. We came up here a couple weeks ago, and Taz had 25 points, and then Bia had 16, I believe, the other night in the McPherson game. And Cammy hit three threes up here as well. So, you know, with the depth that we've been using, one of the things that we've always tried to do is find out which group is going to be hot tonight. So tonight will be a big challenge for us again. We probably can't get away with just one or two people being hot. We're going to need eight or nine people playing well.
You've been playing a lot of girls in your first four ball games, 12 to 13 girls. Is that a rotation we're going to keep with most of the year?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, I've never had a 13-player rotation before. I think most coaches would say that's not a great formula for success. But at this point, you know, we just have 13 people that all bring something to the mix. And some of them are great rebounders. Some of them are great shooters. Some of them are great drivers. So that's why we've had to experiment, find out which group is best on any given night and which one is the rotation that's going to be the one that gets us the lead or the one that extends the lead for us.
We're talking on the way up here. Hastings is off to a 4-0 start, and Alicia Stadley really has not had a real bang-out game so far, averaging about 12 points per ball game, but she has really not gone off on anybody yet. What are teams doing against her right now?
Well, we've seen a lot of double and triple teams before she catches the ball, and so that's been a challenge for her to stay focused, to keep working hard all the time, knowing that she may be a decoy half the night because she's drawing two and three people to them. So that's where that outside shooting really gets to be key. I think it'll get interesting now. We've seen, again, some of our perimeter people go off and have big nights. We did see Alicia in the Kearney game go 9-for-10 that night, and not a lot of touches, but very, very proficient when she did catch the basketball. So it'll be kind of interesting. You weren't here the night we played Mount Mercy, but they basically had all five people in the paint for the first 15 minutes of the ball game, and they dared us to take any outside shot. And that was the night Taz went 6-for-9 from the three-point line.
All right, it's Morningside here tonight to take on Hastings College in the conference opener. We'll come back and get more from the coach as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. It's Hastings and Morningside here tonight in Sioux City. Coach, a team that is 3-1 on the season, but they were preseason ranked number 2. This is a great basketball team we'll see tonight.
It's a great offensive team, and they do some things well in the full court with their press, which they always do. It's not probably as an aggressive a press as, say, a Briarcliff. They'll let you make your own mistakes and then they'll take advantage of it. But it's definitely a team that we don't want to get into a running match with. We want to make sure that we can keep this to a 20-foot game, so to speak, that we control the tempo, that we're not making mistakes with the basketball that gives them runouts and puts them in those fast break opportunities.
You talked to before the break about that this team will force you to do some things that you normally don't like to do. What are those things?
Well, again, they're going to try and speed the pace of the game up, and they're at home, and you know, everybody shoots a little better at home, and the Trask athlete is one of the best shooters in the country. So, you know, we've been able to do a decent job on her in the past, but now the challenge will be, can we do it again when she's the first option in the offense instead of the second option?
Well, this is a team, like you said, that forces a lot of turnovers. I think they're averaging about 30 per ball game. That's a lot of turnovers.
Well, it is, and you know, again, that's just our league. Concordia is going to press you. They may do it in man. They might do it in run and jump. They're going to use a 2-2-1 press where they again, let you make the mistake with it. And then you turn around. I'm watching Briarcliff and Northwestern the other night, and Briarcliff just sends five people at you sometimes. Sometimes it's hard to discern what their rotation pattern is because they're just so aggressive that they don't really care. If they make a mistake, they're going to make it at 100 miles an hour. So, you know, if you're going to be successful in the GPAC, you better be able to get the ball up the floor.
You mentioned Chelsea Trask. He's the leading scorer for Morningside coming to this ball game. What's the plan on here tonight?
Well, we're going to start out with the zone and, you know, talk through our rotations and so forth, because one of the things that concerns me is that their post can draw our post away from the basket. And that's really a strength for us, is that if you penetrate on us, we usually have a shot blocker back there. And I don't want our post having to chase somebody 20 feet away from the basket and taking that away. Now, if that becomes a problem because we just can't make the rotations quick enough because they have all five on the perimeter versus our only having four perimeter defenders, then we'll have to go man, and then we'll have to see who can do a good job. We'll start out with Cammie having that assignment first, and we'll go from there.
Talk about some other role players that Morningside has got to you guys got to shut down tonight.
Well, you know, they just have everybody. If you look at, again, their numbers show about 10 players. Their top three players are all in double-digit scoring, but the next group of three or four are all in that 7, 6, 7, 8, 9 range. They're a lot like us in their depth, and they just keep running people in. They just keep shooting threes until somebody gets hot, and then that's where they'll make their run, or you make mistakes with the basketball and turn it over to them in the open court, and they can get out and run. So, again, it's like in the past, when we've had success against them, we've been able to handle their press. We've made them play a half-court game with us. If we get into a full-court track meet with them, advantage goes to Morningside.
Probably want to play this game down in the 60s?
You know, I don't know about the score so much, but I'd like to play a little Iowa 6-on-6 basketball where, you know, you can't really run because there's always three defenders back on the other end. I think we'd have a heck of a shot at winning that game.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's second-ranked Morningside in Hastings tonight on 1230 KHS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Alley Gymnasium. We're in Sioux City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Got a women's, men's basketball doubleheader tonight as the Broncos open up the Great Plains Athletic Conference season here this evening. It's one of the teams picked to maybe vie for the conference championship this year, both in the women's and the men's divisions, as we get set to take on the Mustangs out of Morningside. I'm Mike Weller. Call the play-by-play for you tonight. The women's game is up first. Morningside coming in under head coach Jamie Sale. Their record is sitting at 3 wins and 1 loss on the season. Morningside opened up the year with a win over Mount Mercy, winning by the score of 95-64. They beat William Penn in the second ball game, 74-67. Then lost to St. Ambrose in overtime by a score of 75-72. Morningside coming back and beating Iowa Wesleyan by a score of 91-68. Morningside leads the overall series with Hastings College 8-7. They knocked off Hastings last year in the ball game played in Hastings on January 30th, winning that ball game by a score of 73-60. Morningside, a very good team offensively. They are averaging 83 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up just 68.5 on the defensive end. And we talked about their leading scorer. Chelsea Trask is leading the way so far for the Mustangs. Trask is a 5'9" junior out of Rockford, Iowa. She's averaging 17 points and 4.8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings College, on the other hand, coming in a record of 4 wins and no losses on the season. The Broncos also with an exhibition win over Nebraska Kearney during this little stretch here at the beginning of the season. Open up the year with a 30-point win over York, 72-42. They beat Southwestern on the road by the score of 69-59. Beat Mount Mercy by the score of 72-54. And they're coming off of a road win at McPherson down in Kansas by the score of 82-57. The key for Hastings so far this year has been their defensive play. They're giving up only 53 points per ball game on defense while scoring at a clip of 73.7. Hastings College shooting the ball extremely well to start the season, hitting 47% of their field goal tries so far this year, 29% from three-point territory, and 68% from the free throw line. The leading scorer for Hastings College so far has been Alicia Stadler, and you team that up with Laurel Zwiener. The Twin Towers in there for the Broncos are averaging 23 points between them, as Stadler is averaging 12.3 points per ball game, and Laurel Zwiener is averaging 11.3 on the season. Hastings also going to start tonight to Brittany Wong and Cammy Breckman and Taz Yorig expected to start for the Broncos tonight, in addition to Melissa Thompson. But the Broncos are going to be up against a defense that's going to apply a lot of pressure in the backcourt. This is a Morningside team that forces 30 turnovers per ball game. They really like to get you in a track meet, and they want to play the upstyle temple of ball game here tonight with Hastings. The Broncos, meanwhile, want to maybe slow things down here tonight. Not necessarily the slow down attack, but they want to take control of the tempo and the ball game tonight and play our game, as Hastings College is in a big test here this afternoon or this evening as we play against the number 2 ranked team in the country in the Morningside Mustangs. We'll take a break and come back here on tonight's pregame show from Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Alley Gymnasium. We're in Sioux City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball from 1230 KHAS. Morningside and the Broncos here tonight. Morningside and Hastings have combined to win 6 of the last 10 NAIA Division II national championships. And these two teams maybe played one of the greatest games in NAIA history back on February 7th of 2004 in Hastings. We were there. Hastings edged the Mustangs 105-98. In an NAIA Division II national record, 4 overtimes in that one. And these two teams have played some great basketball games in the past. And tonight we expect nothing short of that as we get ready to go for women's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHS. We got the men's game coming up next at 8 o'clock between Hastings and Morningside. So a big night of college basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHS. We will tell you Morningside was involved in the NAIA football playoffs this afternoon. St. Francis of Illinois beats Morningside in the football playoffs today by the score of 21-17. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS.
So the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Number 2 ranked Morningside and the Hastings College women's basketball team. We'll give you the starting lineups. First of all, for Morningside, they will go with Leanne Osten, who's a 5'6" sophomore out of Columbus, Nebraska. Osten playing here in Sioux City for Morningside. She's averaging 10.8 points and 4.3 rebounds per ball game. Chelsea Trask is their leading scorer. She's a 5'9" junior out of Rockford, Iowa, averaging 17.8 points per ball game and 4.8 rebounds per game. Trask is 25th in the career scoring here at Morningside with 896 career points. She is just 53 points shy of the 24th place, so that's expected to fall here the next week or so. She's averaging 12.4 points per ball game during her career at Morningside, and again, she's averaging right at 17.8 points per ball game this season. Shelby Beaudette is a 5'7" junior out of Walton Hill, Nebraska. She is averaging 6.5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Brittany Alfredson is a 5'11" senior out of Mobile, Iowa, averaging 7 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. Hannah Bloom is a 5'10" junior out of Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 12.3 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. Morningside is a team that is hitting 41% of their field goal tries so far this year, 34% from three-point territory, 64% from the free throw line. Morningside out-rebounds their opponents 41-40. Turnover-wise, 21 on their offensive end, forcing 30 on the defensive end. And Morningside's a team that can put some points on the scoreboard, averaging 83 points per ball game on offense, giving up 68.5 on the defensive end. Hastings College and their head coach, Jeff Dittman. Their record at 4 wins, no losses on the season. Hastings go with Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California, averaging 6 points and 1 rebound per game. Cammie Bruckman is a 5'9" sophomore out of Roseland, averaging 5 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Taz Yori gets a start tonight, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sidney, Nebraska, averaging 8.5 points and one rebound per game. Alicia Stadler is 6'1" and senior from St. Labore, averaging 12.8 points and 7 rebounds per game. And Melissa Thompson, a 5'11" junior out of Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 3.8 points and 3.3 rebounds per ball game. Hastings College, a team that's averaging 73.7 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 53 on the defensive end. Hastings College hitting 47% of their field goal tries this year, 29% from three-point territory, 68% from the free throw line. The Broncos out rebounding their opponents 37-34. Turnover-wise, the Broncos doing a pretty good job taking care of the ball. 17 turnovers on the offensive end, forcing 22 on the defensive end. Hastings College is going to be dressed in their all-black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Morningside in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. We are set to go. Hastings and number two-ranked Morningside here tonight on 1230 KHIS Women's College Basketball on 1230 KHIS. Morningside will shoot to our basket to our right tonight. Hastings College controls the opening tip. So the Broncos have it now. They shoot to the basket to our left here. As a Brittany Wong has got it over here on the wing on the right side. Goes to the elbow on the left side to a Melissa Thompson. Thompson out to a Bruckman who gets a start tonight. Throws up a long 15-footer. It's good. Cammie Bruckman nails one for Hastings College just to the left side of the circle there. Bruckman gets the Broncos out on top. 2-0 is a score. We have played 20 seconds here in the ballgame. Broncos will start off in a zone defense here tonight, trying to shut down the three-point shooting. This is the number one three-point shooting team in the United States here this week as Morningside will pound the ball inside. They take it down the right side of the way. Now they're trapped down there. That's Osten with the ball. Gets rid of it. Comes back out into three-point territory. Great job with the Broncos on defense. Down to 3 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a shot taken from 15 feet away. It's going to be no good there by Beaudet, but the rebound comes down to Task. Task sends it down low on the right side. The ball is stripped away. It's loose. It's picked up by Chelsea Trask again in the corner. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 10-footer. Misses the shot. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Sophia McDermott gets her way to Wong. She drives inside. Her shot is up there. A driving layup that's no good. The ball brought down by Shelby Beaudet. Beaudet hustles into the forecourt. 2-0 is the score. Hastings College out on top here in this one. On the right side, here's a Beaudet with the ball. Comes out between the rings. Osten has got it. Now left side to Anderson. Bounce pass at the free throw line. Task has got it. Dribbles down the lane. The ball popped away. And it's taken down by Hastings. Second turnover on Morningside in the ball game. Here comes Hastings College back the other direction. That's a Sophia McDermott with the ball. Now to Melissa Thompson. Left side, Cammie Bruckman. Out here in three-point territory. Man-to-man defense for Morningside. Bruckman pulls up at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Kicks it back out. McDermott's three-pointers, but up there, no good. Rebound, Statler shot, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's picked up here by Beaudet. Shelby Beaudet coming back the other way now for Morningside. Long pass down the floor. Grabbing the ball and scoring is Kayleen Anderson. Kayleen Anderson scoring there for Morningside. 2-2 is the score now. Hastings and Morningside. The Broncos break the pressure here. No problem. As they bring it across the midcourt stripe, Sophia McDermott has got the ball for the Broncos behind the screen. McDermott takes it over on the right side. With the basketball there is going to be Brittany Wong. Wong comes out to Bruckman. Now to Wong again. Just to the right of the circle, trying to penetrate. Can't do it against this tough defense from Morningside. Here's a shot taken from the free throw line by Melissa Thompson. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Colleen Anderson. Anderson with the ball gets it away to Shelby Beaudet. Beaudet hustles into the forecourt, dribbles inside the lane, bounce pass down low. Anderson's shot is going to be blocked from behind, and a foul is going to be called here. Personal foul going to be called on Hastings. Nope, it's going to be off of the fingertips of Bruckman out of bounds. So no foul. It'll be Morningside playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come way out on top, dribbling the ball inside now is going to be Alfredson. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Melissa Thompson has got it now to Cammie Bruckman into the forecourt. Bruckman dribbling with her left hand, takes the ball all the way down to the baseline, goes up with a shot, is partially deflected. Rebounded by Stadler. Her shot is going to be up there, no good. Rebound is loose and it's brought down by Alfredson. 2-2 is the score. We're 3 minutes into the ball game here tonight. Now Morningside throws the ball away. Chelsea Trask trying to get it to Anderson and threw the ball away. That's three turnovers now in Morningside. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Laurel Zwiener. So Zwiener checks in. It's going to be Alicia Stadler coming to the bench. 17:03 to play here in the first half from Sioux City tonight. 2-2 is the score. Women's college basketball between Hastings and Morningside. Zwiener with it here in backcourt. Gets it away now to a Sophia McDermott. McDermott approaching the midcourt stripe. Here's a pass. They get it to a Cammy Breckman. Drives inside. A left-handed layup is up there. It's no good. Zwiener had the rebound. It's lost. It's picked up here now by Hastings College. Breckman has got it out in three-point territory. A three-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound loose again. And Elena is picked up by Kayleen Anderson down for Morningside. Gets it into the hands of Leanne Osten. She hustles into the forecourt against the Broncos zone defense. Out on top, that's a Chelsea Trask with a ball picked up there by Sophia McDermott. Sophia all over her defensively. There's a pass that's tipping into the backboard. It's picked up by Brittany Wong. She drives. Her layup is up there. It's going to be no good. The Broncos leaving a ton of points out on the floor here tonight. 16-15 remaining here in the first half. We're still tied up at 2 points apiece. Here's a Shelby Bobette with a ball. It's a tipped away by the Broncos. That's Sophia McDermott out there. Finally gets rid of it. Here's a pass now to Alfredson. Comes across the top to Trask. Trask trying to drive inside. Cut off nicely there by Brittany Wong. Gets it away now to Bodette. Drops it down low, and the shot is up and in. Brittany Alfredson scores there from Morningside. That's her first field goal. 4-2 is the score now. The Mustangs out on top of Hastings College. 15:45 to play here in the first half from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Hastings College with the ball. Sophia McDermott has got it. Now to Melissa Thompson. Left side to Cammy Breckman. Bruckman puts it on the floor, dribbles out here at the top of the key. Bruckman gets a rib now to a Brittany Wong. Goes over to Sophia McDermott on the right side, picked up by Brittany Alfredson, man on man. Hops inside, gets away with a travel, and a shot is up there and in. Sophia McDermott scores there for Hastings, and we're tied up at 2 points apiece. Bruckman has got a field goal. Sophia McDermott has got a field goal for Hastings. Alfred has got one, and Kayleen Anderson's got the other one for Morningside. We're tied up at 4 points apiece with 15:09 to play here in the first half from Sioux City. There's a shot from the wing on the left side, put up there by Osten, no good. Offensive rebound by Anderson, goes back up, and she's fouling the play. Kayleen Anderson gets the offensive board there, and a personal foul is going to be whistled on Laurel Zwiener of Hastings College. That's going to be her first team foul, number one on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Kayleen Anderson for Morningside. She is 2-for-2 on free throws so far this season. Morningside is the team hitting 64% of their foul shots. And her shot is up there, it's going to be good. So Morningside goes out on top by the score of 5-4. Here comes a rotation now coming in as Morningside is going to send three new players into the ball game at the 15:01 mark of this first half. It's now a 5-4 ball game. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College. Kayleen Anderson's second free throw is up there. It's good. So she bangs home a couple of free throws. She's going to check out. Here comes Mandy Osborne into the ball game now for Morningside. So Hastings College will play things in. They're in backcourt. And again, Morningside will apply the pressure back here. As a Laurel Zwiener has got the ball here in backcourt. Gets it back now to a Cammy Breckman. She's trapped. Gets it away. Here's a pass now into the forecourt as Hastings breaks the pressure. Aaron Vanderpool into the ball game now for Hastings College. On the near sideline is Taz Yoriger. Pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. First turnover on Hastings College. Coming back the other way is Randy Ebert now for Morningside, who's into the ball game. They work it inside the lane. Here's a shot put up there left-handed by Alfredson. It's no good, and a foul is going to be called. Nice pass. They get it right inside to a Brittany Alfredson, and a personal foul is called on Hastings. It's going to go on Breckman. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Broncos here in this first half of play. And now Brittany Alfredson goes to the free throw line. An 80% foul shooter from Morningside. And her shot is up there. It rolls down through the hole. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're in Sioux City for the first game of two tonight between Hastings and Morningside. Next free throw is up there. It's good by Alfredson. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Morningside has an 8-4 lead over Hastings College. Here's Laurel Zwiener dribbling with the basketball and finally gets rid of it over the far sideline. That's going to be a Taz Yorick with the ball. Taz out here in three-point territory. Being hocked out there by Brittany Alfredson. Gets it out between the rings now to Aaron Vanderpool. Back down in the corner to Taz Yorick. Her three-pointers put up there no good. Offensive rebound and a foul shot. It's up and in. Haley Raggett gets the offensive board and the putback there for Hastings College. Here's a long pass down the floor, and the shot is up and in. Mandy Osborne. Broncos slow on defense, getting back that time. Mandy Osborne gets the easy field goal for Morningside. It's a 10-6 lead. Mustangs have got a 4-point lead. Their biggest lead is early stages of the ball game. Cammy Breckman has got the ball now across the midcourt stripe, trying to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Retreats back out into 3-point territory. Gives it away now to Vanderpool, to Taz Yorick. Deep wing on the right side. Now to Kaylee Raggeth. Nice pass down low. Offside. Vanderpool shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Aaron Vanderpool scores for Hastings College. She works herself loose on the baseline. 10-8 is the score. The Broncos with a two-point deficit for Hastings as the Broncos stay in a zone defense. There's a Shelby Beaudet with the ball. Comes across the top now. And we got a jump ball called. Nicole Rahner mishandled the ball there, and she was immediately tied up by Breckman of Hastings and also Aaron Vanderpool. So a jump ball is called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Mustangs. So Morningside will play things in. Here from the near sideline, 13:25 to play in the first half. Morningside 10, Hastings College 8. Women's college basketball here tonight. There's Randy Ebert with the ball. Good pressure defense by the Broncos. Ebert gets it away now to Hannah Bloom, who's into the ball game. Comes over to O'Ronner, brings it back on the right side. That's McManaman, who's into the ball game for the first time. Bounce pass down low. Nice feed back inside to Osborne. And her shot is up and in. Maddie Osborne scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's a 12-8 contest now. Morningside with a 4-point lead. Broncos have the ball down the far sideline. Taz Yorick has got it. Taz brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets it into the hands now of Cammie Breckman. High post to Zwiener. Squares right under the basket. Puts up a shot from the free throw line and cans it. Oral Zwiener scores. And now Morningside wants to call a timeout. The Mustangs call a timeout. We'll take a break. 12 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 12, Hastings College 10.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back in Sioux City. 12-10 is the score. Hastings College trailing in the ball game. Morningside has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Out of the timeout as Morningside has got it. They pound it down low on the left side to a Hannah Bloom. Comes down out in three-point territory to McManaman. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Nice play there defensively by Cammie Breckman. So Hastings has got it back the other way. Cammie Breckman has got it for Hastings College. Comes out now to Aaron Vanderpool over here on the left side. As the Broncos work against this man-to-man, here's a Cammie Breckman, drops it down low. A shot is up and in. Kaylee Ragas scores there. She's got 4 points in the ball game for Hastings. And we are tied up at 12 points apiece here early in this ball game. Morningside has got the ball back here, and they, again, have it knocked out of bounds down there in the corner by Cammie Breckman. So Morningside will play things in. So the Broncos and the second-ranked team in the country and the Morningside going toe-to-toe here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Morningside 3-1 in the season. Hastings College is sitting at 4-0. Morningside will play things in. Deep in the corner, they come out on top now to Chelsea Trask, who's back into the ball game to Ebert down in the corner. Ebert has got it now, dribbles inside. Gets it out to a Chelsea Trask, trying to penetrate inside the ring. Does so, can't put up a shot. Ebert has got it now to Trask. Trask dumps it to the top of the key. That's a Hannah Bloom, puts up a shot good, just inside the three-point ring. Hannah Bloom scores there for Morningside, and the Mustangs go out on top by a score of 14-12. 4 points has been the biggest lead in the ball game so far for Morningside. Hastings College staying right with the second-ranked team in the country here tonight. Taz Yorick has got the ball, deep wing on the right sideline. Taz gives her up now. They get it to Aaron Vanderpool. Dribbles to the elbow, gives it up, back out to Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side. It's off of the Broncos, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Kaylee Raggett for Hastings. Morningside will play things in. 11 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in quarter, here in the first half of play. Hastings trailing Morningside by a score of 14-12. Sophia McDermott back into the ballgame now for Hastings College. And Jeff Dittman using about a 12-13 girl rotation so far in the first four ballgames. Morningside likewise going to play a lot of girls here, especially early. Chelsea Trask has got the ball, comes over here on the wing on the right side. There's Ebert. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Raggett with a rebound for the Broncos. Gets it away now to Courtney Spahn is into the ballgame. Hustling into the forecourt. Here's a Vanderpool. Works the ball inside. Now to Stadler. And Stadler puts up a shot. We got a foul called. We're going to have an offensive foul called here on Alicia Stadler of Hastings. So an offensive foul on Alicia Stadler. Pushing off inside. That's going to be her first foul in the ball game. End of the contest now is Leanne Osten again for Morningside. And coming out will be Randy Ebert.
10 minutes and 42 seconds to play women's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got the men's game coming up next between Morningside and Hastings College. So a good matchup here tonight. Start off the Great Plains Athletic Conference season on 1230 KHAS. There's a McManaman with ball dribbling inside. It's knocked loose, picked back up. Chelsea Trask has got it. Comes outside the ring to Bloom. Shot is up there. It barely draws iron. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. The Hannah Bloom, it went just a couple of seconds ago, fires up a three ball that barely drew iron and it goes out of bounds. The Broncos will play things in. Kayleen Anderson into the ballgame now for Morningside. Going out is going to be Mandy Osborne. 10-21 to play here in the first half. 14-12 is the score. Morningside has got the lead. Hastings with the ball, working against the pressure here in backcourt. The Broncos break it easily as Alicia Stadler brings it across the midcourt stripe, goes over in the wing on the right side to Vanderpool, takes the ball down in the baseline. Gets it away now to McDermott. She has the basketball tipped loose. It's picked up by Osten. Driving the distance. Shoshana is up there and in. Leanne Osten scores there as they knock the ball away from Sophia McDermott of Hastings. The second turnover in the Broncos in the ballgame. 16-12 is the score now. Morningside out on top. The Broncos again facing that pressure in backcourt. This Morningside defense forces 30 turnovers per ballgame. There's a foul on the far side. Vanderpool trapped along the far sideline, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Morningside. It's going to go on Osten. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Mustangs here in this first half of play. Courtney Spahn will inbound the ball now for Hastings College. Spahn into the ball game for the Broncos. A 5'9" senior out of Mesquite, Nevada, just north of Las Vegas. 16-12 is the score. The Broncos down by four. Here's a Courtney Spahn's three-pointer put up there and in. Courtney Spahn hits the three ball for Hastings College. That's the first three-pointer of the ball game for the Broncos. They're hitting 29% from three-point territory this season. 16-15, the Broncos are back within 1 point. 9:25 to play here in the first half. Here's a shot taken from the baseline, partially deflected away from Leanne Osten, but it's picked up here by Morningside to keep it alive. Osten now back outside, a long three-pointer's put up there. It's going to be no good by McManaman. Rebound again by Morningside, and now we got a traveling violation inside on Osten. She picked up the trash in the lane and then whistled for the traveling violation. So Hastings College will play things in. Here comes Shelby Beaudette back into the ballgame now. McManaman will come out for Morningside. So Shelby Beaudette into the ballgame again for the Mustangs. Hastings College will play things in here at backcourt with 9 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half from Allen Gymnasium here in Sioux City as the ball is thrown in the press row and yours truly comes up with a round ball this time. Nice grab there by the radio guy from Hastings, huh? A turnover on Hastings. That's going to be the third turnover on the Broncos here in the ballgame. Morningside has got to basketball. Back in their offensive end. Chelsea Trask has got it. Goes on the high post. Now to Hannah Bloom. Bloom comes back outside the ring to Beaudette. Beaudette kicks it back out to the left side. Here's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Osten, but the ball is brought down by Trask, and she is called for being out of bounds. Chelsea Trask being called for being out of bounds there after she grabs the rebound, and Hastings College will come back the other direction. Broncos can pull ahead here with a two-point field goal. Alicia Stadler gets it in the hands now of Sophia McDermott. She's trapped in backcourt, gets it away to a Stadler. Stadler now the near sideline to Courtney Spahn into the forecourt. Spahn comes out now to Sophia McDermott behind a screen from Zwiener. Bounce pass goes deep in the corner. On the right side with the basketball to Courtney Spahn, gets it inside to Stadler. Kicks it back over here on the left side to Wong. Her shot is up and in from 10 feet away. Brittany Wong scores, and the Broncos have the lead. Hastings College 17 and Morningside 16. 8 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux City. Back outside, here's a three-pointer taken. It's going to be short there by Anderson. Rebound loose in the lane. It's picked up here by Brittany Wong. Wong comes back the other way. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball. Courtney gets away, dribbles to the top of the arc. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline. Sophia McDermott has got it. McDermott taking the ball down on the baseline. She's double-teamed. And now we got a jump ball called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. 7 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College basketball tonight from 1230 KHIS. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. Broncos 4-0 on the season. Morningside is at 3-1. Conference opener here for both teams here tonight. And Hastings are going to be called for being out of bounds. Courtney Spahn forgot where she was on the floor there and stepped out of bounds on the far sideline. The Broncos turn it away. So Morningside has got the ball now. 17-16. Hastings College with a one-point lead. There's a Leanne Osten with the ball. They get it here to a Kayleen Anderson just to the right of the circle. Back out to the top of the key now to Alferson. Alferson moves it over here to Chelsea Trask. Now to Beaudet. They're working around the ring. Down in the corner is a three ball put up there and in. Brittany Anderson hits a three ball there for Morningside. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. And Morningside goes out on top by a score of 19-17. Hastings with a pressure here in backcourt. They break it easily again. Down the near sideline, Melissa Thompson got away with a traveling violation there. And Jamie Sale, the head coach for Morningside, talking with the official here on the near sideline. Courtney Spahn has got it out here in 3 points here. It's way a shot put up there again, a three-pointer. Courtney Spahn has come off the bench and hit a couple of trays there for Hastings College. And now the Broncos go back out on top by a score of 20-19 as the two teams trade three-pointers here in the ball game. 7 minutes to go here in the first half. It's a 20-19 ball game. Hastings with the lead. Here's a Leanne Osten with the ball. Osten just to the right of the circle. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Shelby Beaudet. Beaudet out here in 3 point territory. Dribbles inside. Bounce pass goes down low. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Anderson. Kayleen Anderson scores after Beaudet got rid of it. An assist for Beaudet. A field goal for Kayleen Anderson. And a seesaw battle continues. Morningside has got the lead now by a score of 21-20. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. There's the Broncos with the ball. Thompson gets away from the pressure, drives inside and scores. Drives on a layup there as the Broncos break the pressure nicely. Hastings goes back out on top by a score of 22-21. Women's college basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Osten gets the ball to Anderson. Dribbles into the laner. Hook shot over Zwiener is going to be no good. Zwiener grabs the rebound for the Broncos. Outlet pass goes to the right sideline to Brittany Wong. Wong right-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone. They get it over to Josie Schomp, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. Schomp dribbles down in the corner, gets away from the double team, gets it to a Courtney Spahn, back outside to Brittany Wong, dribbles down the left side of the lane, stops and pops from 10, shot no good. Rebound Kayleen Anderson for Morningside. Morningside comes back with the basketball. There's Shelby Beaudet to the left side, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Chelsea Trask. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Courtney Spahn with the board, comes to the near sideline to Brittany Wong into the offensive scoring zone. 5.5 minutes to go. Hastings College with a 1 point lead, 22-21. Broncos with the ball. Here's Josie Schomp with it now. Circles around and a foul is going to be called. Ball was then knocked loose there by Morningside, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Leanne Osten of Morningside. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 3 on the Mustangs. Ebert getting set to check back in there now for Morningside. Also coming in will be Mandy Osborne. Coming in for Hastings College is going to be Kaylee Raggeth. 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of number 2-ranked Morningside tonight. Score is 22-21. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Courtney Spahn. Works it down in the corner to Schomp. Way outside again to Brittany Wong. And she goes over to the right side now to the elbow. Raggeth back outside. A three-pointer by Schomp. That's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose on the floor here. Still no jump ball. Now there's the whistle and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Morningside. So the Mustangs will get it here in backcourt. And in the NAIA football playoffs today, the only team from the Great Plains Athletic Conference in Morningside was beaten today by St. Francis of Illinois, losing by a score of 21-17. 21-17, St. Francis of Illinois beating Morningside today in the NAIA football playoffs. There's Amanda Osborne with the ball. She's whistled for the traveling violation. Right at the elbow, left side of the lane. 5 turnovers on Morningside. They averaged 21 on the season. 4:52 to play here in the first half, 22-21. Hastings College with a one-point lead. Courtney Spahn has got the ball to Laurel Zwiener. Down to Spahn, into the offensive zone. Kaylee Raggeth has got it now. Raggeth pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Comes out to Courtney Spahn. Now to Brittany Wong, top of the key. Josie Schomp over there on the right wing. Her bounce pass is going to be deflected away from Zwiener. And the ball is going to be picked up here by Morningside. With it is Randy Ebert. Comes into the forecourt, goes over on the left side. Now to Alferson. Down in the corner, they work it back outside the three-point arc now to a Shelby Beaudet. Over on the left side to Ebert. Dribbles inside, kicks it back out here to Trask. Launches up the three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound, Osborne. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. And Laurel Zwiener picks up the ball for Hastings College. The Josie Schomp down the right sideline. Schomp dribbles inside, goes for the basket. Shot is no good, and she's called for the steps. Hometown fans helping out the officiating crew right there. A traveling violation is called on Hastings. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Frankie Peterson. Going out will be Josie Schomp. So now Frankie Peterson into the ball game for Hastings, a 5'9" sophomore out of Cambridge, Nebraska. Peterson averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. 22-21, Hastings College with a 1-point lead. Neither team's had more than a 4-point lead so far in his first half of play. The Broncos going right with the Morningside Mustangs here tonight in women's college basketball. Ebert has got the ball over to Bobby McManaman, who's into the ball game now. Here's a pass that could be intercepted. Intercepted by Vanderpool. She drives, shoots, and scores. Aaron Vanderpool gets the interception. Turnover on Morningside. That's their sixth of the ball game. And now Hastings College has got a three-point lead. 24-21 is the score with 3:42 to play. And now we got a foul called on Hastings. Personal foul is going to be called on Aaron Vanderpool of Hastings. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number four in the Broncos. The Morningside bench just to our left. You're going to hear a lot from Jimmy Sale and the rest of the gang here tonight. 24-21 is the score. Hastings with a three-point lead. Morningside has got the ball. McManaman has got it. Here on the near sideline, Broncos stay in that zone defense. Has been very effective so far tonight. Ebert has got it. Ebert now to Alfredson. Moves it over on the left side. McManaman. McManaman comes out between the rings to a Chelsea Trask. The leading scorer still has not scored tonight. He's averaging 17.8 points per ball game. Here's a McManaman with the ball. They work it back inside, and a jump ball is going to be called. They work it inside as they get it to Brittany Alfredson, and she is tied up on the play. Laurel Zwitter and the rest of the gang right there for Hastings College. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get the ball here. That's the seventh turnover on Morningside here in the ball game. Hastings College has got it now with a three-point lead, 24-21. Here's a Frankie Peterson with it. Frankie gets it across the midcourt stripe as they get it to Kaylee Raggett. Raggett pulls up with the wing on the right side. Back out to Frankie. Peterson comes outside the ring. Now to Brittany Wong. Wong now to Aaron Vanderpool. Bounce pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there. Coming back the other way is Ebert from Morningside. Lobs it in the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Frankie Peterson with some contact there and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the first foul on Frankie. She knocks down Mandy Osborne going after the ball there. Coming into the ball game now for Morningside is going to be Danielle Betts. So Betts into the ball game now for Morningside as the Mustangs will play things in. Left side of their basket down here on the baseline. McManaman has got it now to Alfredson. Now to Ebert. Comes over to Betts, dribbling inside. Now a bounce pass. They get it into Mandy Osborne. Kicks it back out over the left side of the lane. Broncos playing that, they're gone to a man-to-man defense right now. The Broncos switch out of their zone. They go man-to-man here in the final 2.5 minutes. Here's a three-pointer put up there and in. Bobby McManaman hits a three-pointer there from the right side. And we are now tied up at 24 points apiece with 2:18 to play here in the first half. Here's Alicia Stadler with the ball. Dribbles down the right sideline. Stops. Comes to Frankie Peterson. Moves to her left. She is double-teamed. Frankie trying to get away. Looking. Finally gets rid of it. Comes out between the rings. Now to Aaron Vanderpool. Inside down to Stadler. Puts up a shot over the window. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Peterson. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose. Peterson grabs it back for Hastings College. Now to Brittany Wong. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose in the lane. And it's brought down here by Morningside. And then a jump ball is called. Alicia Stadler getting in there. Knocks down Randy Ebert. No foul called. And now they are going to call a foul. One official ruled jump ball. The guy underneath the basket rules a jump ball. The guy out between the rings runs in and waves that off and whistles a personal foul on Alicia Stadler. So the second foul on Stat. 1:50 to play here in the first half from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City this afternoon or this evening. 24-24 is the score. Morningside comes back in their offensive zone. Betts has got it. Hastings College stays in a man-to-man defense here. Out to Hannah Bloom. Bloom sends it over to Randy Ebert down in the baseline. Here's a shot from 10 feet away. It's up and in. Bobby McManaman scoring, so she's come off the bench to hit for 5 points there in the ball game. Morningside back out on top with a score of 26-24. Broncos back in their offensive zone. Here's a Kaylee Raggeth with the ball. Raggeth now to a Vanderpool. Vanderpool dribbling out here in the three-point territory on the near side, right in front of the Morningside bench. Comes out to Frankie Peterson, takes it to the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Frankie Peterson hits the field goal for Hastings. That's her first bucket of the ball game. We are tied up at 26 points apiece. 1:05 to play here in the first half. McManaman has got the ball being hocked out there by Vanderpool. Gets it away to a Betts out of the high post and move it on the right side. Now to Ebert. Takes it down to the baseline. There's a bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. It's intercepted here by Brittany Wong of Hastings coming back the other way. They get it to Raggett. Back out to Wong. Outside here. Vanderpool for three. Shot is way short. No good. The ball goes out of bounds and it's going to be Morningside basketball. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. 42 seconds to play here in the first half, but rapidly moving first half of play here tonight. 26-26 is the score. Morningside has got the ball now. Ebert goes outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good by Betts. Offensive rebound comes down to Bloom. Bloom gets it out of Ebert. Back outside. Here's another three-pointer put up there. It's no good this time by McManaman. Ball tipped out. Picked up by Mandy Osborne. 19 seconds to play. Now Morningside will go for the final shot here in this first half. 26-26 is the score. Ebert has got the ball now with 10 seconds behind the screen. Ebert moves it right side of the circle. Ebert goes over on the left side. Here's Betts. They work it inside to Bloom. Bloom turnaround jumper is going to be no good, and she draws a personal foul with 2.8 seconds to play here in the first half. A foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Kaylee Raggeth. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number 7 on Hastings. So now Morningside with 2.8 seconds to play in the first half will go to the free throw line to shoot the bonus, and the shot is up there. It's going to be good. Well, it's a two-shot foul here as Mandy Osborne was in the act of shooting, so she hits her first one. That gives Morningside a 27-26 advantage. Osborne, a 50% foul shooter in the season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she cans a pair. Morningside with a two-point lead, 28-26. Broncos will inbound. They're in backcourt to get it to a Zwiener. Zwiener now to the near sideline to Raggeth. Throws up a half-court shot. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play here tonight in Sioux City. So a very competitive first half here. Second-ranked Morningside with the lead at halftime over Hastings College. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 28, Hastings College 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boer's Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boer's Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boer's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Women's game is at halftime of the Broncos and Morningside in quite a battle here. In our first game of two here tonight, Morningside has got the lead at halftime. On a score of 28-26, but neither team has had more than a four-point lead here in the basketball game. We've been tied up several times. The Broncos' biggest lead in the ball game has been 3 points at 24-21. The Morningside with a lead here at halftime with a score of 28-26. The Broncos have not gotten to the free throw line here in the first half of play. Morningside got into the bonus just right with 2.8 seconds to play there in the first half when the Broncos committed their 17th foul. So not a whole lot of free throws shot in this ball game here tonight. Things have moved together, moved along pretty well here in the first half. Courtney Spahn leading the way for Hastings College so far. Spahn has come off the bench and hit 2 3-pointers for Hastings College. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Erin Vanderpool has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Kaylee Raggeth has got a couple of field goals and 4 points for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener has got a field goal for 2. Melissa Thompson has got a field goal and 2 points. Frankie Peterson has got a field goal for 2. Brittany Wong, a field goal for 2. Sophia McDermott, a field goal and 2 points. And Cammie Bruckman has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings College. And officially, the Broncos with 7 turnovers here in the first half of play. Morningside has committed 8 turnovers unofficially. They're being led by Brittany Alfredson. She has got 7 points in the ball game. Alfredson has got a 3 and a 2, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Mandy Osborne has got 6 points here in the first half from Morningside. Osborne has got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kayleen Anderson was hot early from Morningside. She's got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 6 points. Bobby McManaman had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer late in the first half. She has got 5 points. The other scores for Morningside, it's a Hannah Bloom. She has got a field goal for 2 points, and Leanne Osten has got a field goal and 2 points for Morningside. So, again, the score here at halftime, it is Morningside out on top of Hastings College tonight in women's college basketball. The score is 28-26. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week and also
Hastings College Spotlight as we go back to Tyson Irvonik, the KHAS studios here tonight. We'll check some shooting numbers in just a couple of minutes as soon as they become official here by the Sports Information Office at Morningside. Again, our halftime score is 28-26. Hastings College trailing by 2 points here in the basketball game. Shooting numbers for Morningside here in the first half. They're shooting just 10 out of 27 from the field for 37%. The Mustangs just 2 out of 11 from three-point territory for 18%. They're 6 out of 6 from the free throw line for 100%. The Broncos 12 out of 28 here in the first half for 42%. Hastings 2 out of 8 on three-pointers for 25%. Like we said, they have not gotten to the free throw line yet. Morningside is out rebounding Hastings in the first half 19 to 14, including 8 to 5 on the offensive end. The Broncos with officially, seven turnovers in the ball game. Morningside officially with 10. Morningside with no block shots and three steals here in the first half of play. The Broncos with two block shots and six steals. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College. The score is 28 to 26. Now stay tuned. We've got the player of the game, or actually the Scholar Athlete of the Week, coming up next on 1230 KHAS. It will get you to a Hastings College Spotlight. The second half is straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by TNL Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star Erin Vanderpool. Erin, a sophomore from Parachute, Colorado, majoring in accounting with a 3.85 GPA. On the court, she played mostly her junior varsity basketball as a freshman, moved up to the varsity roster this season. Erin is on the Dean's List in the fall of 2010 and also the spring of 2011, a trustee scholar who, in her free time, enjoys baking and watching the Food Network. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star Erin Vanderpool. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by TNL Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in your community.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Today on the Hastings College Sub Spotlight, we celebrate the life of Dr. Silas Kessler. At the age of 100, Dr. Kessler passed away on Tuesday. Joining us for reflection and to talk about Reverend Dr. Silas Kessler is Reverend Dr. Nottage Tacy, a current member of the Hastings College Board of Trustees and pastor of the First Presbyterian Church. Reverend, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
And, you know, a sad announcement made yesterday about the passing of Dr. Silas Kessler, but we find it fitting to really reflect on that I've read about him, really a true leader and a friend of this Hastings community.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. Dr. Kessler served on the board from 1940 to 1999. 59 years is a long time to serve on a board of trustees. And the college went through lots of transitions during that time, and Cy was a very great part of that whole transformation of the college.
And Dr. Nottage Tacy, in the press release that we had received, you had mentioned that 59 years, to say that he served on the Board of Trustees for 59 years is certainly inadequate. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, when you think of all of the just the buildings and things that have changed dramatically during that time, many of those things, Cy was on those committees and on those boards to assist in the construction of those. In the early days, of course, the college was much more intimately related with the Synod of Nebraska, the Presbyterian Church, and so he was actively involved in fundraising in all the churches throughout Nebraska for Hastings College, and when there were buildings to be built, Cy was one of those persons who was responsible for helping to raise those funds among the various churches throughout Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Not only on the fundraising aspect, but he impacted many lives through his career with Hastings College, throughout his work at the college, and also the First Presbyterian Church. Dr. Tacy, just talk a little bit about your relationship with Dr. Kessler and the impact he had on your life.
Well, My time with Dr. Kessler started back when I was in college, and I attended First Presbyterian Church very regularly, and I've always considered Dr. Kessler one of the great preachers of America, and certainly Sunday after Sunday, that was demonstrated during the time that I was at college. It was very inspiring to be part of the services here, and then I taught Sunday school for a period of time. And so we met on those levels as well. And then during the college time, he and I often were on similar boards. I was a student representative, of course, and Dr. Kessler was a representative of the Board of Trustees and sometimes as a church. And just watching Cy in those meetings, sometimes with difficult questions to be answered, he was an incredible statesman and was able to bring just a solid, common sense, and insightful conversation and helped us make decisions with controversial matters that were, it was really wonderful to behold.
And talk just a little bit about when you look at Hastings College and specifically its relationship with the First Presbyterian Church. How much of an impact did Dr. Kessler have on that relationship?
Well, an incredible one. Of course, in the early days, the relationship was so close that many of the students were required to attend church in those days, and they had to sign off after the services, and Cy had to make sure his signature was on their cards to indicate that they had attended church. Cy was also responsible for interviewing almost every faculty member who came to Hastings College to make sure that they were expecting to live a reasonably good Christian life and to be part of the Christian community in Hastings. And so most of those faculty had personal and private interviews with Dr. Kessler before the actual hire took place.
Once again, Dr. Silas Kessler passing away at the age 100 on Tuesday. He was on the Board of Trustees, Trustee Emeritus, and also a Reverend of the First Presbyterian Church. So once again, Dr. William Nottage Tacy, we really appreciate the time. Really appreciate you kind of reflecting with us on this passing and on this celebration of his life. So once again, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to do it. One of the great rocks of the community has disappeared from our lives.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHIS. In the women's ball game, Hastings trailing Morningside here at the break. The score is 28-26. A couple other scores to report to you from the NAIA football playoffs today. St. Francis of Illinois knocked off Morningside by a score of 21-17. So the season is over for Morningside. They were the only team out of the GPAC to reach the playoffs this year, and they're ousted in the first round. Women's basketball tonight in the conference. Northwestern has beaten Midland 81-54. Byron Cliff has just disposed of Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 96-70. Men's college basketball, Dort 88 and Doan 68. Northwestern is out on top of Midland 86-68. And they've got just 7 seconds to play in that basketball game from Orange City. So it's now a 28-26 ball game here in Sioux City. Hastings College and Morningside going at it, and the Broncos will be on defense. And here's a shot taken right off of the bat here by Kayleen Anderson. It's going to be blocked down by Stadler. So Hastings College is coming back the other direction for the first time. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right here in this second half of play, 28-26. Neither team with more than a 4-point lead in the basketball game so far. Hastings is led by as many as three. There's a shot by Zwiener, and the lane is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Morningside. Mustangs want to run. Hastings College doing a good job of controlling the tempo so far here in this ball game. Here's Alfredson, backs out to the top of the key, moves to the right side of Chelsea Trask. Out of the right sideline, that's going to be Osten trying to circle around. She's cut off nicely there by Hastings College. Brittany Wong widening her face defensively. Here's Alfredson with the ball, back outside to Beaudette, swings it left side to Task, dribbles inside, puts up a shot over Zwiener. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman of Hastings. Bruckman down the near sideline of Sophia McDermott. Broncos have a chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Bruckman right at the top of the arc sends it to the free throw line to Stadler over to Brittany Wong. Wong brings it back outside to McDermott. Dribble penetration, lobs it down low. Zwiener's off for the baseline. It's going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Shelby Beaudette. Beaudette with the basketball. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there for Hastings was Brittany Wong. 18 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings College trailing second-ranked Morningside tonight by 2 points. 28-26 is the score. Here's a Chelsea Trask with the ball now to a Beaudette. Down to Alfredson. Alfredson goes inside. That's Anderson. She kicks it back out on the wing. Here's Osten's three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. One and out. Ball is taken out of there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Wong dribbles up the floor here. Right in her face is going to be a Chelsea Trask. Wong gets away, and now she's... Let's see, I thought maybe she's calling for these traveling situation there. We got a personal foul called instead. It's going to go on Chelsea Trask. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on Morningside here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong goes inside to Statler. Shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected by Anderson. And the ball brought down here by Brittany Alfredson. Hastings right in front of the hole there and couldn't convert. There's another block shot by Statler. Another block shot that time by Zwiener. A couple of shots taken by Anderson, and Jamie Sale is hot. Wanted some fouls called in there. The Broncos get a couple of blocks, and Hastings comes back the other way. There's a ball taken away by Zwiener. A turnover on Hastings College as Morningside comes back the other way. Driving back the other way, losing control of the ball, but knocking it out of her hands. There was Cammie Bruckman. And Jamie Sale is still hot, letting the officials know about it here on the near sideline just to our left. The Morningside bench is out. He won a couple of fouls called in there. When Hastings got a double block in there. One from Alicia Statler and one on the Laurel Zwiener. Morningside has got it back. It's a 28-26 ball game. Nobody has scored in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half. Here's a pass that could be intercepted. Intercepted by Cammie Bruckman. The 11th turnover now on Morningside. They're in the ball game. Hastings again with a chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Sophia 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Trask with a rebound. Chelsea Trask, one dribble, sends it down the near sideline to Shelby Baudette. Sends it to the right side now to Alfredson. Back outside to Trask, 4-3, shot good. Chelsea Trask gets a three ball from the top of the key, 31-26 now. Morningside is their biggest lead of the ball game at 5 points with 17-13 to play here in the basketball game from the Alley Gym in Sioux City. Cammie Bruckman, 4-3, shot short, rebound loose. And it says still loose, goes to the far sideline, and the officials look to give the ball to Morningside. Glass touched over there by Cammie Bruckman. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Kaylee Raggeth. Raggeth is in. Laurel Zwiener comes to the bench. Down to the scorer's table for the Broncos will be Taz Yorig. Yorig will check in for, looks like, Sophia McDermott. 31-26 now. Morningside has got a 5-point lead over the Broncos. 17 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the basketball game tonight. Women's college basketball from 1230 KHIS. Shelby Baudette with the ball here for Morningside. Dribbles to the top of the key. Two tasks for three. Shot good. And now Morningside is starting to warm up. Chelsea Trask with back-to-back three-pointers, and Morningside has opened up a 34-26 lead with 16:43 to play. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Chelsea Trask has nailed a couple of three-pointers there for Morningside, and the Mustangs out to their biggest lead of the ball game. It's 8 points. We'll take a break with 16:43 to play in the ball game. It's Morningside 34, Hastings College 26.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Chelsea Trask has come out here in the second half of play, hit back-to-back three-pointers. She's their leading scorer, averaging 17.8 points per ball game. The Broncos shut her out in the first 20 minutes here this evening, but Trask has come back, hit a couple of three-pointers. She's got 6 points in the ball game. And Morningside has opened up an 8-point lead now over Hastings by the score of 34-26. 16:43 to play here in the ball game. Hastings calling the timeout. The Broncos will inbound here on the near sideline. Cammie Bruckman gets it into Taz Yorig. Yorick back out here to Brittany Wong. Dribble penetration. That's to back her back out. There's a Taz Yorick with the ball to Kaylee Raggeth. Here's a pass inside. Statler grabs it, shoots, and scores. Nice pass. They get it to Alicia Statler. That's Stats' first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points in the contest. It's now a 34-28 ball game. Morningside with a lead. Austin has got the ball out here in three-point territory. The ball poked away. Picked up by Austin. They get it to the free throw line to Alfredson. Down in the corner to Task. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman of Hastings. Cammie Bruckman with the ball here in backcourt. Spins away. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Comes over to Taz Yorick here in the deep wing on the right side. Now to Bruckman. Double team. Goes inside to Statler. Kicks it back out to Wong. Three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose. Picked up by Statler. Goes up and shoots and scores. So back-to-back field goals for Alicia Statler after she was shut out in the first half of play, and the Broncos are back to within 4 points. It is 34-30 here in the second half. 15:43 to play. There's Baudette driving to the basket. Her shot good. Shelby Baudette
slices up the Bronco defense and goes right to the hole and scores. There's Brittany Wong back the other way. She drives, shoots, and scores for Hastings. The Broncos break the pressure, and Brittany Wong scores for the Broncos. It's now a 36-32 ball game. Hastings back to within 4 points again, 15-20 to play. Here in the contest from Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City, Shelly Baudette comes over here on the right side now to Alfredson. Dribbles it against Hastings College. Now they send it to the left side. His shot is up and in. That's going to be Kayleen Anderson scoring, and she is fouled into play. Kayleen Anderson is fouled into play. The bucket's going to count. Kaylee Ragg is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number one of the Broncos here in the second half of play, but it could result in a three-point play here as Anderson goes to the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 38-32. Hastings trailing by 6 points now in this contest at the 15-13 mark as Anderson, a perfect foul shooter so far this year, 4 for 4, goes to the free throw line, and now she's 5 for 5. She nails this one. 3 for 3 so far today. Mandy Osborne checks in now. Kayleen Anderson comes to the bench. Morningside has opened up a 7-point lead now. It is 39-32 with 15-10 remaining here in the ballgame as Hastings College comes back in their offensive zone. Brittany Wong has got it out here. Wong goes over to Cammie Bruckman on the wing on the left side. Bruckman dribbles out between the circles. Bounce pass to Taz Urig. Taz brings it back to Bruckman on the wing on the left side. Looks like Morningside has gone maybe to a zone defense now. There's Stadler inside the free throw circle. Turnaround jumper is up there. Bounces off the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Bruckman gets the rebound. Bruckman sends it down in the corner to Taz. Her shot from three is good. Taz Yorick gets a three ball for Hastings College. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings is back within 4 points. 39-34. Morningside with a 4-point lead. Here's a ball tipped out of bounds. Taz Yorick tips the ball out there for Hastings College and nearly took care of the computer here on press row. That would not have been a pretty sight. 14-30 remaining here. 39-35. Hastings trailing by 4 points, hanging with the number 2 ranked team in the country here tonight in women's college basketball. McManaman is into the ball game now. She's got it to Randy Ebert, who checks in for head coach Jamie Sale. Over on the wing on the right side to McManaman, deep wing to Randy Ebert between the circles. Hastings College staying in a zone defense here. It's been very effective so far tonight. Back outside is Betts. Sends it back down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken by Alfredson from 10 feet away. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler. Alicia Stadler with the board there for Hastings. 39-35. Morningside with a 4-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Brittany Wong across the midcourt stripe. Wong dribbles on the right side of the floor. Right on her face defensively is Randy Ebert for the Mustangs. Wong is trapped. Gets the ball away now to Taz Yorig. One and done as Taz sends it back out to Cammie Bruckman. Dribbles down in the baseline. Double team goes inside to Ragga. She maneuvers. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Does not draw iron. And the rebound comes down to Alfredson for Morningside. Long pass down the floor to McManaman. Her shot from 10 is no good. Rebound is loose on a weak side. Picked up by Bruckman. The ball tipped out of her hands out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. Ball tipped out of her hands there by Danielle Betts of Morningside. Down to the scorers table. Checking in will be Hannah Bloom from Morningside. Checking in for Hastings. Courtney Spahn checking in for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener. It'll be a Bruckman and also Alicia Stadler coming to the bench. 13-30 remaining here in this basketball game. 39-35. Morningside, one of the highest scoring teams in the nation this week, averaging 83 points per ball game. They've got 39 on the board. Broncos have done a great job defensively. Hastings has played good defense all season long. They're allowing only 53 points per ball game. Hastings trailing by 4 points right now. There's a Taz Yorick with the ball here on the near sideline. Taz gets it out to Courtney Spahn. Spahn dribbles between a couple of defenders. Can't put up a shot. Out to Wong. Back to Spahn. Inside, they get it to Zwiener. Zwiener backs up. Spins. Puts up a shot off the window. It's going to be no good. Ball poked around. It's loose. It's picked out by Morningside, but then lost out of bounds. It's going to be Morningside ball. Last touch by the Broncos down there. So Morningside will play things in here at backcourt. Lowell Zwiener could not score right in front of the basket there for Hastings. They got the shot they wanted. Zwiener could not convert. 39-35. Morningside with a 4-point lead. Broncos stay in that zone defense. They come inside as they get it now to Amanda Osborne, trying to flash the cutter there, and they overthrew her. It's picked up by Hastings College. A turnover on Morningside. Brittany Wong has got the ball. Dribbles to the free throw line, sends it down to the baseline, and the pass gets away from Raggett out of bounds. Was it tipped out? Yes, it was. So Hastings will play things in. Down here in the corner, underneath their basket. Broncos are down by 4 points here, 39-35 in women's college basketball. Melissa Thompson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Kaylee Raggeth. So Hastings will play things in. Brittany Wong down here in the corner. Broncos are down by 4 points. They get it to Courtney Spahn on the near sideline. Spahn trying to dribble out of some trouble here. Courtney still with the ball. Dribbles to the elbow. Kicks it out here to Taz Yorig on the left wing. Dribbles inside. Her pass deflected, but it's picked up by Brittany Wong. Wong, right side of the circle. Out here in three-point territory. Sent to the Thompson. Now to Spahn. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot is up and in. Oral Zwiener gets the offensive board and a putback, and the Broncos are back to within 2 points. 39-37. Morningside leading by two with 12 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Randy Ebert with the ball. Goes over in the wing. On the right side, they get it over there to Hannah Bloom. Out of the free throw line. Mandy Osborne has got it. Back down in the corner. Here's a shot taken by Bloom. No good. Rebound comes out long, and it's picked up by Brittany Wong. Wong down the far sideline to Courtney Spahn. The Broncos can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. At the free throw line, Zwiener's shot is going to be short. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by McManaman. McManaman long pass ahead as they get it to Mandy Osborne, and they threw it over her head out of bounds. Letting the break back the other way, they threw it out of bounds. That's turnover number 13 on Morningside. End of the ball game for Hastings. Sophia McDermott going out will be Brittany Wong. 11:44 to play here in the basketball game. 39-37. Hastings is trailing by 2 points. Broncos have the ball here in backcourt, working against the Morningside pressure. That's a Melissa Thompson with it now to Courtney Spahn, now to Zwiener. They're bringing her to the offensive scoring zone, still with 20 seconds on the shot clock. So now the Broncos will work for the shot right here. Taz Yorick with the ball, now to Courtney Spahn. Left side, that's a Sophia McDermott on the wing. Sophia dribbling around to the top of the key. Out to a Taz Yorick. Taz bounce pass inside to Zwiener. Mishandles the ball, but picks her back up. Back outside, here's a shot taken by Courtney Spahn from three. Is no good. The ball is tapped out of bounds. That was last touched by Hastings, so it'll be Morningside playing things in. So Morningside with playing things in. 11-13 remaining here in the ballgame. 39-37. Mustangs with a two-point lead. Randy Ebert with the ball now from Morningside. Left-handed dribble back into the offensive scoring zone for the second-ranked Mustangs of Morningside College. There's Mandy Osborne with the ball. They get it on the high post now to Hannah Bloom. She drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim twice and falls off. No good. Rebound is loose. The scramble is on. Morningside had it. They lost it. Taz Yurig picks it up. She flips the ball now to Brittany Wong. She drives, shoots, and scores. There's Sophia McDermott. Sophia McDermott scoring there for Hastings. And the Broncos have come back to tie things up at 39 points apiece. McDermott scoring there for Hastings College. So it's a 39-39 ball game. And now we got a foul called here on the Broncos on the defensive end. So Hastings has come back to tie things up. Personal foul is going to go on Hastings. That's going to be on Taz Yorick. Taz Yorick picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. And again, Jamie Sale sends, five new players into the ballgame again. Both teams running a ton of players in and out of the contest here tonight. Shelby Baudette will play things in. Comes way out on top now to Leanne Osten. On the high post, they get it to Anderson. She drives the ball to the basket and scores. Aileen Anderson scores. She got 11 points in the ballgame. She ticked that one right to the hole there against the Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be chipped. It is loose down here on the baseline, and now a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called as the Broncos had the ball tipped away, and a foul is going to go on the Morningside. It's going to go on Brittany Alfredson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. Morningside will pressure here in backcourt. Hastings College bringing the ball up. Taz Yorick gets away. Here's a nice pass to Anderson or Melissa Thompson, and her shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson gets the feed there from Taz Yorick, and Hastings College has tied his baby back up again at 41 points apiece. 10:07 to play here in the contest from Sioux City tonight. Anderson with the ball now from Morningside. Deep wing, right side. They get it to the free throw line. Here's a shot taken by Osten. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Dribbles out of the lane, now stops, goes over to Chelsea Trask, gets away from Courtney Spahn. Her way up is up there. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul called, or a jump ball and a rebound. As Melissa Thompson ties up Brittany Alfredson for Morningside. It's going to be Hastings College ball as they will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Or actually underneath the Morningside basket. Zwiener checks out. Here comes Stadler back into the ball game. Checking in now for Hastings College is going to be Aaron Vanderpool, and going out will be Taz Yorick. 9 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 41, Morningside 41. They get it into Alicia Stadler, who flips the ball back now to Courtney Spahn. Melissa Thompson down to the forecourt to Sophia McDermott. Still with 23 on the shot clock. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball, and a foul is called out here in three-point territory. As Leanne Osten runs into Courtney Spahn, that's going to be the third foul now on Leanne Osten. Team foul number three on the Mustangs here in the second half of play. Hastings College will play things in here on the near sideline. It's going to be a Courtney Spahn trying to trigger things in for the Broncos. They get it into a Melissa Thompson, down to Spahn. Spahn dribbles to the top of the three-point circle to Sophia, deep in the right corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Throws up a brick, and the rebound comes down to Kayleen Anderson. Anderson gets it away. Now to Chelsea Trask into the forecourt to Beaudet. Beaudet goes to the far side. That's maybe Lan Osten with the ball. Moves it down on the baseline. A little 10-footer around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings, and they have it knocked out of their hands, out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. But check that. Hastings lost it out of bounds. We were shielded there by the head coach for Morningside, Jamie Sales. So it'll be Morningside playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their basket. They get it to Trask in the corner for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. The rebound comes down to the weak side by Osten. Keeps it alive here for the Mustangs. The Beaudet drives inside. The shot's going to be blocked down by Alicia Stadler. Alicia grabs the ball for the Broncos. We're tied up at 41 points apiece. Here's Vanderpool with the ball on the near sideline. Vanderpool having trouble. Finally gets rid of it down in the corner. That's McDermott as they get the ball to Stadler. Blows the easy one. Stadler misses the easy shot right in front of the basket, and the ball is brought down by Shelby Beaudet. We're still tied at 41 points apiece. Here's Alfredson, a whistle and a traveling violation. Alfredson is whistled for the steps. That's 14 turnovers on Morningside here in the ballgame. 8 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Women's college basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Got the men's game coming up next. Scheduled starting time will be 8 o'clock. Melissa Thompson with the ball. Thompson gets it away to Courtney Spahn. Got Alicia Stadler to Thompson. In the corner, here's Sophia McDermott driving, and she may have stepped out of bounds. She did. Driving from the right corner toward the goal there, and she steps out of bounds. So a turnover on Hastings, their ninth of the ball game. We're tied up at 41 points apiece with 8 minutes and 30 seconds to play in women's college basketball action for you tonight. We're at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Here comes Morningside back with the ball. Shelby Beaudet walks it across the midcourt stripe here. Hastings College will match up now as they come to the near sideline. Alfredson has got the ball to Chelsea Trask. Trask out here in three-point territory. Out between the circles now to Osten. Free throw line, Anderson dribbles down the lane, stops her shot, going to be blocked down, and we're going to have a foul called here. That's going to go on Stadler of Hastings. Alicia Stadler goes for a block. She picks up the third personal foul, her third personal. Going to the free throw line now for Morningside is going to be Kayleen Anderson for Morningside. She has got 11 points in the ball game, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 5 out of 5 for the season as Anderson will toe the mark for two. Her shot is up there, and it falls off of the front iron. No good. This is her first one of the season. End of the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Frankie Peterson. Also checking in for the Broncos is going to be Zwiener as a Stadler will come to the bench. 8 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the ball game. We are tied up at 41 points apiece. Hastings and Morningside, first game of two between these two teams this year. Next shot is up there. It's good by Anderson. Morningside will come to Hastings for the final ball game of the season. So they play the first conference game in Sioux City. They'll play the last conference game in Hastings. 42-41, Morningside with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Bruckman goes over to Frankie Peterson. Peterson trying to get away. Now she's in trouble. Goes to Laurel Zwiener over here on the wing. Jump pass comes to the near side. Bruckman has got the ball. Hops inside. Can't put up a shot. Gives it to Vanderpool for three. Shot good. Aaron Vanderpool nails a three-pointer for Hastings. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings with a two-point lead now. Broncos 44 and Morningside 42. We've got 7.5 minutes to play here in this one from Sioux City. With the basketball is Osten. There's a jump pass down in the corner on the left side. Now back outside to Trask for three. Shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Anderson. He has it tipped away, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on the Morningside. They call her for a traveling violation. Looks like Hastings is going to get the ball here with no foul called. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here in the backcourt. The Broncos have a two-point lead, 44-42, with 7 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the ballgame. The Broncos have the ball. Melissa Thompson, or rather, Cammie Bruckman has the ball as he dribbles to the basket, puts up a shot, no good, and she's fouled in the play. Foul in the act of shooting there, and a foul is going to go here on Anderson of Morningside. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammie Bruckman. Yeah, this will be the first free throws of the ball game for Hastings, and they occur at the 7-11 mark of the second half. Bruckman misses her first shot, and the Broncos' first free throw of the night with 7 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the second half. Wow. Morningside's got four team fouls, by the way, here in the second half. Hastings has got three. Breckman's next free throw is up there. It's no good. The rebound is loose, and Hastings comes down with it. Thompson gets the ball to Breckman. Her shot is up there and in. Cammie Breckman misses a pair of free throws, then gets revenge as she gets the field goal to go down, and Hastings College has their biggest lead of the ball game now at 46-42. 7 minutes to play here in the contest from Sioux City. Broncos looking to upset the second-ranked team in the country, and now Chelsea Trask is going to burn a timeout. She was trapped along the far sideline. Hastings trying to pull off an upset here in women's college basketball to begin the GPAC conference season here tonight. We've got a timeout, 6:53 to play in the ball game. The score, Hastings 46, Morningside 42.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
KHAS.
All right, back in Sioux City. Morningside calling the timeout. Here they come. Chelsea Trask has got the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Gets it back out to a Beaudet. Beaudet around the horn to Bloom. Now they work it down in the left corner. Trask has got the ball. It popped out of her hands. Now picks it up. Puts up a shot from the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be partially blocked down. And the ball is recovered here by Hastings College. Broncos have the ball back the other way. That's going to be a Vanderpool with the ball. Aaron Vanderpool for Hastings College. Comes into the offensive zone with 6.5 minutes to play. Here's a pass outside. It's going to be intercepted and a foul is called. Chelsea Trask got the interception and a foul is going to be called there on Cammie Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number four on the Broncos, a non-shooting situation. So it's going to be a Morningside playing things in just to the right of their bench down here on the near sideline. They get into a Shelby Beaudet. Broncos have a four-point lead, 46-42 in women's college basketball tonight. Here's a Beaudet with the ball, gets away, dribbles all the way to the basket, puts up a left-handed layup. Her shot is no good. Rebound, Morningside, a follow shot, no good by Bloom, and she's fouling a play. Hannah Bloom got the offensive board, trying to follow. She was fouling a play there by Hastings. Now Bloom will go to the free throw line to shoot two shots here. She was fouling a play by Frankie Peterson of Hastings. That is a second foul on Frankie. And going to the free throw line, it'll be Hannah Bloom, a 54% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It is good. Morningside doing a good job from the foul line tonight. They were 6 out of 6 in the first half of play. Bloom hits one right there. Here comes Statler back in. Zwiener will come to the bench. Frankie Peterson also checking out for Hastings. That's going to be Taz Yorick back in there. 46-43. Hastings with a three-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Bloom hits a pair of free throws. Morningside back within 2 points, 46-44. As we near the six-minute mark here in the ballgame, Morningside continues with the pressure. Here in backcourt, Taz Yorick has got the ball. Taz brings it to the midcourt stripe, double team there. Gives it away now to a Brittany Wong. Wong gets away, sends it over to Taz Yorick on the deep wing on the left side. Taz, one dribble, sent to the Stadler, jumps it down low. Here's a shot by Thompson, no good. Gets her own rebound, foul shot, no good. Ball is being battered around, and a foul is going to be called. I think Taz Yorick got in there to commit the personal foul for Hastings, trying to deflect the ball away. That's the case. Taz picks up her second. Team foul number five on Hastings. Thompson checks out. Here comes Raggett back into the ball game for Hastings College. Kaylee Raggett back in. So now Morningside with a chance to pull even here with a two-point field goal and to go ahead with a three-pointer. 46-44 is the score. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in regulation. McManaman has got the ball outside now to a Beaudet. Hounds it away to a Chelsea Trask. Trask over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be a McManaman. Picked up there by the Broncos as Hastings has gone back to their man-to-man defense. Here's a Beaudet. Her pass across the wing is going to be tipped. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Morningside. Hastings will play things in. So a turnover on the Mustangs. I've got them with 15 turnovers now in the ballgame. They average about 21 per ballgame on the season. Hastings with the ball. At a two-point lead, 46-44. Here's a Raggett with it now. She brings it into the offensive zone, down the far sideline, picked up by Trask of Morningside. Bounce pass goes to Alicia Statler. Down in the corner, they get it to a Brittany Wong. Nearly lost control of the ball. Wong circles around, Gets it to a Taz York on the left wing. Back to Brittany Wong. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot is going to be short. No good. Rebound loose in the lane. It is brought down there by Morningside. Hannah Bloom has got the rebound. Outlet pass to Beaudette here on the near sideline. She comes back into the forecourt now for Morningside. The Mustangs are down by 2 points. 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play in regulation. Here's Hannah Bloom with the ball. Left side of the circle in three-point territory. Drives it toward the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Alicia Statler with another block shot there. Alicia grabs the ball and gets it away now to Taz Yorig. Here comes Taz into the forecourt for Hastings College. Gets it away now to a Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling out here beyond the arc. Sends it to a Taz Yorig right in front of the Bronco bench. Taz inside. Alicia Statler has got the ball. Kicks it back out. Bruckman for three. Shot is good. Oh, they give her a two-pointer. Cammie Bruckman a two-pointer there. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a four-point lead. 48-44 with 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play. The Broncos trying to upset the second-ranked team in the country here tonight. Here's a Bobby McManaman. Goes inside. Here's a shot taken by Anderson. Partially deflected. Statler got the ball for Hastings. Gets it away now to Brittany Wong. So Hastings with a four-point lead. 4 minutes to play, and they've got the basketball into the forecourt. Taz Yorick goes down on the baseline now to Alicia Stadler. Squares around to the basket. Gets it out to Bruckman. Now to Brittany Wong. Baseline jumper is going to be no good. Rebound loose. Taz Yorick has got it. Taz goes to Alicia Stadler. Shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler now with 6 points in the ballgame. Timeout. Morningside. Hastings College has got the lead. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 50. Morningside 44.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Hastings College trailed at halftime 28-26. Neither team has been able to break away here in this one. However, Hastings has got their biggest lead of the ball game right now. At 6 points at 50-44. Morningside is led by as many as 4 points here in this ball game, and we've been playing the entire ball game between those 2 points. A good battle here. Morningside, the team picked to finish third this year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in the preseason coaches poll. Preseason poll had Northwestern picked to win the championship this year. Morningside and Briarcliff actually tied for second place. With Concordia fourth, they had Hastings all the way down at number 8 in the preseason poll. But the Broncos trying to pull off a shocker here in the GPAC conference opener, as Hastings has got a 4-point lead, 50-44 over Morningside, as Jamie Sales calls the timeout there for the Mustangs. Brittany Alfredson with the ball here. They go in the high post as get it to Mandy Osborne. Her shot's going to be blocked down again by Alicia Statler. The ball is going to be picked up by Hastings. The Broncos have the ball. Kaylee Ragus has got it. Broncos have a 6-point lead, 50-44. 3:10 to play here in the ball game. Brittany Wong over on the left side. Cammie Bruckman has got it. Now to a Statler down low. Here's a shot up and in. Kaylee Ragoth gets the field goal for Hastings. She's got 6 points, and the Broncos now have an 8-point lead over Morningside, 52-44, with 2:50 to play in regulation. Here's Chelsea Trask with the ball on the wing on the right side as it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Good job by Bruckman. Into the ball game now, Kayleen Anderson from Morningside. Coming out is going to be Mandy Osborne. Hastings, 52, Morningside, 44. Women's college basketball action here tonight. Morningside leading the overall series 8-7. Morningside winning last year's contest in the ball game played in Hastings. There's a three-pointer put up there from the left side. No good by Beaudette. Rebounded inside by Alfredson as the basketball knocked loose. It's picked back up by Alfredson. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be her third. That is team foul number 7 on Hastings. So now Morningside is in the bonus down the stretch. Morningside still got a couple of fouls to give. They got 4 on the board. Brittany Alfredson to the free throw line for 2. Shot is up there. It's no good. Alfredson now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She's an 80% foul shooter in the season. 52-44. Hastings with an 8-point lead with 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play. They're in regulation. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Alfredson hits 1 out of 2. And out Morningside will put a lot of pressure on the Broncos here in backcourt. Hastings has dealt with it pretty well here tonight. There's a ball that's knocked out of the hands of Statler by Kayleen Anderson. So Hastings will play things in this time from the near sideline here in backcourt. Cammy Brucklin will look to get her in there for Hastings. Brucklin looks, lobs it now to Alicia Statler here in backcourt, hands it away to Cammy Brucklin. Works against the Chelsea Trask as she races into the forecourt down the far sideline. Brucklin has got it, and she steps out of bounds. Brucklin steps out of bounds over on the far sideline, so Hastings turns it away. Morningside has got the ball now with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, it's 52-45. Morningside has got some outside shooters here. They have to go to the three-pointer. Shelby Beaudette goes over in the wing on the right side to McManaman. Now they work it inside to Anderson. Dribbles down the lane. The basketball's going to be stripped away. Ragan has got the ball. Gets it ahead. Now to Taz York. She can't control it. Tries to save it. It's loose down here on the baseline. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of, let's see, the arrow pointing in favor of Morningside. So the Broncos turn it away. They had the break there. And they turn it away. That's 16 turnovers now in Morningside in the ball game. Hastings College unofficially with 11. 52-45 is the score. The Broncos with a 7-point lead. As we have hit the 2-minute mark now here in the ball game, trotting the ball across the midcourt stripe is a Shelby Beaudette behind the screen. Shelby stops out here in 3-point territory. Comes over to McManaman. Down in the corner now. A 3-pointer is put up there and in. Brittany Alfredson hits the 3-ball from the deep in the left corner. It is now a 52-48 ball game. 52-48. Hastings leading by 4 points. Cammy Brucklin with the ball. Brucklin gets it into the offensive zone. Over in the left side, that's a Raggett with the ball. Now to a Brucklin again. Picked up by Chelsea Trask. 1:34 to play. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Morningside turning up the heat defensively. Now Jeff Dittman calls the timeout from the bench. Jeff Dittman calls the timeout. 90 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break. The score, Hastings 52, Morningside 48.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings out on top of second-ranked Morningside, 52-48. Broncos have the ball. We had 90 seconds to go here in this one. Left side, here's a Cammy Brucklin with the ball. Brucklin gets away. Jump pass inside is Statler. Shot no good. Rebound Statler. Shot blocked from behind. Ball is loose. It's down here in the baseline. It's taken down by Morningside. That's a McManaman, and she's called for the steps. Bobby McManaman picked up the loose ball there just to the left side of the lane. And she's called for the traveling violation, so she got the ball, but she's immediately called for the extra steps. So Hastings will get the ball back. 1:14 to play. Morningside is down by 4 points, 52-48. Hastings will inbound. Looking. It's going to be a Wong. She finally gets it in. Wong gets it down in the corner to Taz Yorig. She's double-teamed. The Broncos in trouble, and now Taz Yorig is going to be fouled in the play. Taz was trapped over there, and a foul is going to be called on Alfredson of Morningside. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 5 of the Mustangs, so Hastings still not yet in the bonus situation with 1:09 to play. Hastings has shot only 2 free throws all night long. Cammy Brucklin will inbound. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by McManaman. She drives the length of the floor. Shot is good. Broncos turn it away. It's a 52-50 ball game. Morningside has scored 6 straight points. Down the stretch here. Pressure. Alicia Statler with the ball. A traveling violation. Alicia Statler trying to dribble the ball up the floor there for Hastings as whistled for the traveling violation. 52-50 with 53.9 seconds to play. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Aaron Vanderpool. Coming out will be Taz Yorig. Hastings had a 6-point lead at 50-44 with 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the ball game. Morningside can now pull ahead with a 3-point field goal right here. On the high post, here's Alfredson. Gives it away to a McManaman. Dribbles to the left side of the lane. Picked up by Vanderpool. McManaman comes out on top of the ball. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings. Brittany Wong gets the interception. Turnover number 18 on Morningside. Hastings with the ball with 35 seconds to play. Broncos have a 2-point lead at 52-50. Here's a Brittany Wong. Hastings trying to stay undefeated here tonight. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings call a timeout. 25.9 seconds to play. Hastings had 17 seconds on the shot clock. So we've got a timeout. 25.9 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 52, Morningside 50.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 25.9 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings out on top of second-ranked Morningside tonight by a score of 52-50. This will be a huge win for Hastings College to open up the conference season. We'll play everybody in the conference twice this year. We will not see Morningside again until the final game of the season. The ball game will be played at the Osborne Sports Complex. This will be a huge win for Hastings to open up the conference season. Hastings sitting at 4-0 in the season. That has not included an exhibition win over Nebraska Kearney this year, so the Broncos have not lost so far this season. And right now, they've seen a six-point lead disappear in the last 3 minutes of the ball game. It's now 52-50. Hastings had a 50-44 lead with 3:36 to play. Now we got 25.9 seconds left on the clock, 17 seconds left in the shot clock. Hastings will inbound here on the near sideline as Bruckman gets the ball inbounded here to a Brittany Wong. Wong brings it back into the offensive zone here. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Wong gets the ball to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman hands it back to Wong, gets away. Brittany inside the free throw circle, hesitates, now throws up a shot. She misses it. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose here on the near sideline. It's going to come here, and we got a foul called. A foul called on Morningside as Taz Yori got the ball right in front of the Bronco bench, and a foul is called on Chelsea Trask of Morningside. That's going to be your second. That's only the 16th foul on the Mustangs, so no free throws. 7.6 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings with a two-point lead, 52-50. Brittany Wong with the ball. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, she's going to be fouling the play. Brittany Wong will now go to the free throw line for a 1-1. She is fouled in the play here by Leanne Osten of Morningside. That's going to be her fourth. So now Brittany Wong goes to the free throw line. With 4.6 seconds to play, she'll have a 1-1 situation. Two shots and two made free throws here would clinch it for Hastings. Anything less than that, Morningside will still have a chance. 4.6 seconds remaining. 4.6 seconds remaining in regulation. Hastings 52, Morningside 50. Brittany Wong's free throw is up there. It's good. Brittany Wong is a 50% foul shooter on the season. Coming in here, she was just 1 out of 2 from the foul line. She's got 5 points so far tonight. It's 53-50. Hastings with a three-point lead. Brittany Wong's second free throw is good. And a timeout from Jeff Dittman. A timeout for Hastings with 4.6 seconds to play. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 54, Morningside 50.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos getting a couple of free throws there from Brittany Wong with 4.6 seconds to play. Hastings has not hit a field goal down the stretch since the 2 minute and 50 second mark. That gave Hastings an 8 point lead at 52-44. But they have not hit a field goal since. And right there, they got two free throws from Brittany Wong. So Hastings has had as much as an 8 point lead. 52-44, also led by 6 with 3:36 to play. And now the Broncos are just 4.6 seconds away from upsetting the second-ranked team in the country here tonight in Morningside. Hastings just let this player dribble down the floor. They're going to play it in here to Alfredson in backcourt. They get it back here to McManaman. She throws up a long-range jumper. It's no good. That's the ball game. Hastings College has won. The Broncos have upset the second-ranked team in the country here in Morningside, coming back from a 28-26 deficit. And Hastings College will stay undefeated
on the conference season and also on the regular season as Hastings will go to 5-0 after this one tonight, picking up a huge win on the road as the Broncos upset Morningside by 54-50. Back to recap this one for you after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. A shocker here to begin the Great Plains Athletic Conference season in women's college basketball. Hastings College upsetting second-ranked Morningside tonight by a score of 54-50. Morningside's biggest lead in the ball game tonight was 4 points. The biggest lead for Hastings, 8 points. We played between those two marks the entire way here tonight. Morningside had a 28-26 advantage at halftime. The Broncos got out to an 8-point lead late in the ballgame at 52-44. But Hastings goes the rest of the way, 2 minutes and 50 seconds, without hitting a field goal. Morningside closed the gap to 52-50. Brittany Wong then sealed things up with 4.6 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Had a couple of free throws to make it 54-50. Morningside had one more shot. It would not go. Hastings rebounded, and the Broncos win their fifth ball game of the season, and they open up a conference play with a victory over Morningside tonight, winning by a score of 54-50. For Morningside, they were led tonight by Brittany Alfredson. She ends up with 11 points in the ball game. She was the only player to reach the double figures tonight for Morningside. The other players scoring for the Mustangs, it was Bobby McManaman. She had 12. Actually, we had one of the girls score in double figures. That was Kayleen Anderson. So she was the leading scorer. She had 12 points in the ball game. Anderson had 6 in the first half, 6 more in the second half. Kayleen Anderson leads the way with 12 points. Brittany Alfredson had 11 for Morningside. So two players reached double figures tonight for the Mustangs. Then Bobby McManaman with 7 points. Mandy Osborne had 6 points. Chelsea Trask held only 6 points tonight. She was averaging 17.8 points per ball game. Hastings flat gets the job done defensively on her, allows her to only 2 3-pointers early in the second half of play. She ends up with 6 points. Other scores for Morningside, we had Hannah Bloom. She came up with 4 points in the ball game. Leanne Osten had 2, and Shelby Baudette had 2 points in the ball game here tonight. Morningside was 11 out of 13 from the free throw line. Unofficially, they turned the ball over 18 times in the basketball game. Hastings College was led tonight, boy, a balanced scoring attack as they put 54 points on the board here tonight. They were led by Aaron Vanderpool with 7 points. 11 different players scored tonight for Hastings College, led by Aaron Vanderpool's 7 points. Then he had Alicia Stadler with 6, Courtney Spahn with 6, Kaylee Ragoth with 6, Brittany Wong with 6, and Cammie Bruckman with 6 points. The other scorers for Hastings, Laurel Zweeter had 4 points. Melissa Thompson had 4 points. 4 points for Sophia McDermott, 3 for Taz Yorig, and 2 for Frankie Peterson. Hastings College wins it tonight by a score of 54-50 over Morningside. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here tonight, we've got Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College women have just finished off a victory over number two-ranked Morningside, winning by the score of 54-50. We got their shooting numbers into the ball game tonight. Hastings shooting 40% from the field tonight. They were 24 out of 60. The Broncos hit 4 out of 17 on three-pointers for 23%. And Hastings 2 out of 4 from the free-throw line for 50%. Morningside tonight hit 17 out of 56 for 30.4%. They were 5 out of 20 from three-point territory for 25%, and they were 11 out of 13 from the foul line for 84.6%. Morningside out rebounds Hastings 40-36, including 15-12 on the offensive end. Broncos ended up turning the ball over 14 times in the ball game tonight. Morningside had 19. Hastings came up with 10 blocked shots in the ball game. 10 blocked shots for Hastings and 10 steals. Morningside had one blocked shot and 7 steals. And Hastings College getting a total of 8 rebounds from Alicia Stadler tonight. So she had 6 points and 8 rebounds. Stadler was the leading rebounder for Hastings. Stadler also credited with 4 blocked shots in the ball game tonight. And the leading rebounder for Morningside was Kayleen Anderson. She just missed a double-double, and she had 12 points and 9 rebounds in the contest. So Hastings College able to handle the pressure of Morningside here tonight, getting just enough offense to win this baby down the stretch. They were held without a field goal for the final 2 minutes and 50 seconds. They got 2 free throws from Brittany Wong with 4.6 seconds remaining. That's all they needed as Hastings College wins it tonight over the Morningside Mustangs by the score of 54-50. So Hastings now 5-0 on the season. They go to 1-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play Midland University coming up on Tuesday night. That'll be a home game back at the Osborne Sports Complex beginning at 6 o'clock. Morningside drops to 3 wins and 2 losses. They are now 0-1 in the conference. They'll get ready to face Northwestern coming up on Tuesday. But again, the final score in the women's ball game, Hastings College wins it here tonight by a score of 54-50. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS between Morningside and Hastings College. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Protein.